I feel tonight we must know the perfect will of God. In order to have the mind of Christ, we must put on the mind of Christ. In order to know what is evil and what is good, what is holy and unholy, we must walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Amen.
Some people, you could ask, why did Christ come to the earth? We could shout out, He come to seek and save that which was lost. But why did He take on human flesh? Why did He hang on that cross? Why did He to save the lost? I know that. Everything He done was to do the will of God the Father that sent Him to this earth. Everything He done, He seen the Father do it. Every word He spoke, everything He done, from the time, even at 12 years old, when Mary and Joseph is looking for Him, He's in the will of His Father.
Amen.
At 12 years old, He said, know you not. Isn't that something? At 12 years old, He knew He was about the Father's business.
Amen.
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 Amen. My question at times, Lord, am I in Your will? First of all, I know in the Word of God, the Bible says, the Spirit is willing,
yes,
but the flesh is weak.
Come on, yes. Yes, yes.
How much should I pray? I can hear that sound of that trumpet, pray without ceasing.
Yeah, come on.
I hear it in the Word of God by the Holy Ghost at times, at the standstill, and see the salvation of God, seeing the will of God. But it takes, I do not believe in a permissive will with God. God's will is perfect.
Amen.
Salvation plan is perfect.
Amen.
His love is perfect.
Amen.
His holiness is perfect. His word is perfect. Everything about God is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not.
Amen.
To know the will of God. To know the will of God.
Yes.
Sometimes I think, Lord, I need to read the Bible more. I need to fast more. I need to pray more. I need to preach more. And it's true, because He said, look upon the fields to those disciples. He said, you say 4 months and come a harvest, but I say unto you, the harvest, it's already ripe.
Yeah.
Thanks be to God. But He's saying the labors are few. But I know the will of God. Pray that the Lord would send labors into His harvest.
Yeah.
Do you hear that? I know it's God's will that none perish, but all come to repentance. Amen to God. That is God's will. But I've learned this. Asking God, seeking God. Sometimes I know there's a lot of wills going on. Do you hear me? I even people today, you've got loved ones, they make out a will. You've heard they making a will out, and sometimes it don't go good with certain other families.
Yeah, come on.
Come on now. If you want to see a family and that will, do you hear me? I thought I supposed to got that.
Yeah.
I thought that house was going to be mine. I thought this. Well, I'm telling you, I know the will of God.
Yeah.
I know the will of God. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I know it's God's good pleasure to give unto you the kingdom of God.
That's right.
Amen.
Knowing the will of God.
Amen.
Knowing the will of God.
Yes.
You know, I've been in countries. Things are going bad. But when I know I'm in the will of God, I've said to brothers before, if war breaks out, I know I'm in the will of God. I'm not going to run from the devil. Do you hear me? I'm not going to run from the devil. But he'll do everything he can to get you running. Do you hear me? Oh, do you hear me? If I'm going to run, let me run this race with patience, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith. be in the will of God. So when he comes, oh Lord, if he comes now, I want to go back with him. If he wants me to stay, I want to stay. But I want to be in his will.
Amen.
I must be in his will. Sometimes preaching or praying and you think, Lord, am I in your will? I mean, Lord, everything's going wrong.
Yeah.
Everything's going wrong. Do you hear me? You look there in the Word of God, that even when the Lord would begin to preach, they wanted to throw him over the hill. Do you hear me?
Amen.
He just said a few words there in the book of Luke. They wanted to kill him. Yeah. But he was in the will of the Father. He never got out of the will of the Father one time. I always do those things that are pleasing in his sight.
Yes.
Being in the will of God.
Amen.
I'm telling you right now. Sometimes you want to find out how close a family is or how far they're departed. Just wait till they read their will.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Come on,
I mean, they'll get in a fight right in the funeral home.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Come on now. Right. Amen to the Lord. I supposed to got that. I can tell you. I know. Where he said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. I can tell you, I don't want nothing God don't want me to have, but I want everything he wants me to have. Thanks be to God. I want him more than the air I breathe. I want him more than food I eat. I want to be in his will. I want to be right there. Oh my God, I want to be ready. He can come any moment.
Yes. Amen.
Being in the will of God. You know, I say this, and I, not to be mean, but to be truthful.
I mean, we got
preachers today that they hopping like bunny rabbits from one pulpit to another. Lord told me go here. Lord told me go there. Been in 10 churches in 1 year as a pastor. And then you try to convince me that's the will. You sound like an evangelist, not a pastor. Do you hear me what I'm saying? Oh, dear God, when the devil starts fighting, oh, don't run. Stand still and know you're in the will of God. If God be for you, who can be against you? Know you're in the will of God.
Yes.
Amen.
Some people come up and say, Pastor, would you marry us? I believe we need to get married. Do you love him? Yeah, I love him. I've said this before. My wife said to me at times, do you love me? I said, I married you.
They want to hear something else.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
That's why you married her.
Yes, sir.
Amen. She don't want to hear that.
No.
Why did you marry me? Because I love you.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. And even in the good times.
Drive.
Even, come on now. Come on, church.
Yeah, come on.
Even in the bad times.
Yeah.
I remember the vow for good.
That's right.
Come on.
For worse. Thank you, sister.
Praise God.
Let nothing separate us.
Right, come on.
Oh, come on now.
Come on.
No matter how bad it gets,
yeah.
Oh, thanks be to God.
Yeah.
Just knowing what God has put together, let no man put asunder.
Yeah.
Shout with me if you want to.
Yeah.
Do you hear me what I'm saying? It's God's good will that none perish. It's God's long suffering that none perish. But I can tell you, it's God working in you and me to do his perfect will. Thanks be to God. And I can tell you, the Holy Ghost is the will of God in our life. The Holy Ghost is the will of God to take us to the Word of God. Oh my God, somebody, let's get in the will of God.
Thank the Lord.
Well, is it God's will for me to go to church? Forsake not.
Yeah.
And how much more as we see the day approaching?
Amen.
Should I pray? Pray.
Amen.
Isn't it something? Here is Christ. His work was like 3.5 years. He knew.
Yes.
Yes. To be baptized in that river of Jordan.
Right.
And even John knew, I need you to baptize me.
Yeah, come
Amen.
On.
Amen. He knew the will of the Father.
Yes, he did.
There, 40 days and 40 nights, he was in the perfect will of the Father. He never stepped out of the will of the Father one time.
Amen. Amen.
Everything I see my Father do, I do it.
Amen.
Yes. Everything. Oh, what about you and me? He is our Father.
Yes.
God is our Father. Amen.
Yes.
Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior.
Yes.
Everything I want to do is please Him. Yes. Love Him. Honor Him. Amen to God. Here am I, Lord. What would you have me to do? Where would you have me to go? What would you have me to give? What do you want? And I open this book up. Here it is. When He's in the garden, He knew what He was facing. I said He knew what He was facing.
Yes.
He was facing a cross, but He knew before He left the kingdom of God, He knew exactly where He was headed.
Yes.
Come on now.
Amen.
Come on now. Peter could cut the man's ear off, but the Lord put it back on. Do you hear me? I can tell you right now. Oh, dear God. He said, I could call more than 12 legions of angels, but then how will God's work be done? What He was saying, I know where I'm going. I know what I'm doing. I know where I'm headed. But oh, don't pray for me, but pray you for one another. Dear God, somebody. He knew nothing was going to stop Him from getting to that place.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen. Here, in that garden.
Praise God.
He goes to that garden. He said, Father, if it be possible.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
Let this cup pass.
Yes. Yes.
He knew. He knew what he was facing. He knew exactly that nothing was going to stop him from going there.
Amen.
Do you hear me? He knew that. In that garden, three times, weeping and sobbing. Yes. Nevertheless, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. And he closed the matter. He shut it down right there. What he was saying, even when they turned him over to sinners that crucify him, he said to Pilate, you have no power over me, but what my Father gives you. What he was saying, only God has given you that. But I know the will of the Father. Church, we must search the Scriptures. We must get in the Word of God. It's God's will that we prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers. Being in the will of God. It's God's will none perish. It's God's will. Don't blame the devil.
That's right. Come on, Danny. That's good, brother.
Yes. Do you hear? Don't blame the devil.
That's right.
I know what his will is. It's to kill you.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
That's right. That's his will.
That's his will, Pastor.
That's right. Oh, yes, sir.
Even Christ said, speaking of the devil, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
Amen.
Then what is your will? I come that you might have life. And have it more abundantly. Walk in my will. Walk in the Spirit. The Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. My God, do you hear me? What I'm saying, pray. That's God's will. Fast. Testify. Read the Word of God. Be a light to those in darkness. Be the salt of the earth. Be somebody. That's somebody. It's no longer me. It's Christ in me that's doing the will of the Father.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
You see me. He said, you see the Father. Show us the Father. And it's sufficient. How long have I been with you and you don't know me?
Hello.
That's right.
Yes.
Churches fill out on Sundays and they don't know me.
Amen.
It takes the Spirit to reveal the Christ who's at the right hand of God to ever live, to make intercession for the church, which is His body.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory. Hallelujah.
It's not God's will
thank you, Lord,
for anyone to perish.
Amen.
Knowing His will.
Yeah.
Paul. this stoning ain't gonna look too good. That's okay, I'm in the will of God.
That's right.
It don't look like to me, brother.
Come on.
You mean you're willing to not, you are you willing to lay your life down? You better believe it.
That's right, God.
You mean you are saying it's God's will that you've been shipwrecked, you've been snake bit, you've been beaten, you've been stoned?
Yeah.
What do you think, Silas?
Yeah.
You think we're in the will of God?
Yeah.
Oh, it looks bad, Paul.
Bless Father.
Matter of fact, I can't even see you over there. It's so dark in this prison.
Yeah, that's right. Come on.
Praise God. Praise God.
Wonder what we ought to do. Why don't we try praying a while?
Thank you, Lord.
Because I know prayer is always in season.
Amen.
Try it, amen.
Well, you know.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Why is this God's will that we're in here?
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Brother, count it all joy when you fall into the battle of temptation. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Let patience have its perfect work.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Son, you might have to go around that mountain a few more times. You might have to go back there and dip a little bit more.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
One scripture not too long ago, it's just like the Lord imprinted that in my heart and my spirit and mind. And here's what it was. Trust in the Lord.
Amen.
With all thy heart.
Yes.
Lean not. Oh.
Yes.
Quit leaning to your own.
Right.
Lean not.
Right.
Amen.
What? Lean not to your own understanding. But in all thy ways.
Yes.
Acknowledge him. Christ acknowledged the Father in everything. I only do what the Father does. I only say what my God. What he was saying. I come to do the will of him that sent me and to finish the work.
Yes, he did.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, God.
He said that.
Glory, glory.
Can you breathe it? Where are you going?
Thank you, Father.
I must go to Samaria.
Amen.
I got to, well, what's there? Just follow me and you'll see.
Amen.
Sometimes we want the answer and never got there yet.
Yeah.
Yes.
Come on.
Sometimes God wants to get you there and say, now you see the end of this?
Come on, brother. Amen.
And here is a woman coming to the well.
Uh-huh.
For one woman.
Right. Just one.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. One woman.
That's right.
She was just come there to get some water.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, Lord God. Why have you come to church today? It's God's will that we draw from the wells of salvation with joy. It's God's good pleasure to fill us full of the Holy Ghost. It's God's good will that we have fellowship with one another. It's God's good will to do that which is good to you and me in obedience to him. That's what I want. I need that. I have to have that. I got to have that. God hates. Now listen, in Hebrews chapter 1, there's things God hates.
Yeah.
Come on, amen. That's right.
Come on.
And there's things he loves.
That's right. Amen.
God loves righteousness, but he hates iniquity.
Amen.
God wants to anoint the church.
Right.
God wants the church to have a hunger and thirst.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
And when the disciples said, has anybody given me thing to eat? They said they went in the city to buy some food to come back. He was weary. He was tired. But he never allowed that flesh. He never gave into that flesh. Never one time. And you and I, we can put the flesh to death by the Spirit of God. Mortify the deeds of the body. You can't do it without his Spirit. You cannot do it. It's impossible to please God.
Right.
You have to have his Spirit.
Amen.
Oh, Lord God.
Yes, yes.
It's that babe in Christ that desires that milk. We're to desire that milk.
You,
But we must grow up.
Amen.
We must grow up.
Yes.
He said, my meat. I believe what he was meaning by that. Everything that meat, even when the devil said, turn those stones into bread. He knew he was hungry. First, he taxed that flesh. Always attacking that flesh. If he can get you over in the flesh, then you're getting out of walking in the will and the Spirit of God.
Amen.
It's a war going on. It's a war going on, church. How can we walk in the Spirit and you'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh? The Spirit has the power to give us overcoming power, to please God, to walk with God. And I can tell you, church, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Oh, God. Lord, church. Oh, God. Is it God's will? Is it God's will to fill the church? It's God's will. But God will not violate his word. God will not change his will for man or no religion.
Amen.
At the right hand of the Father is the will of God.
Amen.
Amen. There's no other name given unto man in heaven, in earth, or under the earth. And that name is Jesus Christ. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess. I want to do it now before I ever meet him better. Do you hear me what I'm saying? I want to hear him say, thou good and faithful servant, you've been in my will. Have I got out of it? Have I got angry? Have I got upset? Yeah, but guess what? The Spirit of God said, go back. Go back. Have I ever had unforgiveness? Go back. Oh, Lord. The flesh says, I don't have to. It's his fault. It's his fault. God said, you're to forgive one another. Pray for one another. Love one another. That's my will.
Come on, yes.
Yes. Yes.
Tomorrow is one of the most dangerous words in our catalog. Our speech. Maybe tomorrow. James said, if it be God's will. Have you ever read that?
Yes.
Well, we listen, church, we're not going to be here forever. Amen. In James, it's all such boasting tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Right.
He said it's evil. He said, if it be God's will,
yes,
we will do this. We will do that. I want to know. As long as I know I'm in God's will, I can tell you right now. And there's something. When you look, Brother Hall, when you look at a man that was faithful, feared God, a perfect man, that walked before God, the devil, that's who the devil wants to get to.
Yes.
Do you hear that?
Yeah.
That's who he wants to get to, Pastor.
Oh, yeah.
He wants to get to those that love God.
That's right,
to pull them out of the will of God.
Right.
See, there's man's will, the devil's will, and God's will.
Yeah.
I get rid of my will, rebuke the devil's will, and say, God, your will.
Your will,
Lord. Your will. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Now, isn't that something? The devil's on the earth, going to and fro, up and down, to appear before God.
Right.
He went up there to accuse.
Yes, he did.
Yes.
He's the accuser of the brother.
Right. Yes, he is.
Amen.
He's the accuser.
He didn't go up there and say, Job's a lying. He's down there cheating. He's down there stealing. He didn't need that. He didn't say that.
No. Hallelujah. He,
that's right.
I like what God, have you considered my servant Job?
Right. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah, the devil's already trying to work there. That there's none like him in all. Glory to God. I mean, God will brag on you. He said, yeah. But you just take that hedge down from me. You let me go down there and start touching that. Let him go down there. He's only serving you for what he can get out of you. Think of that. First day you went down there, in one day, it was bad. one day. But Job rose up and said, blessed be the Lord. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Yes.
He never charged God foolishly.
Right.
Amen to God.
That's right.
The devil goes back. Now what do you think?
Amen.
Job is still in the will of God.
Right.
That's right.
Now a lot of them didn't believe that.
No.
Job's three friends. They just couldn't believe.
Yeah.
We know you're out of the will of God.
Oh, yeah, bro.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Right.
All of this is happening to you, saying you're in the will of God.
Yeah.
You've lost it all.
Yeah.
And then comes back down, and now he's struck with boils.
Yeah.
He's corrupt. He's laying there. But he's still held to his integrity with God.
Yes. Yes.
Come on.
He didn't blame God.
That's right.
He knew.
Praise God.
He knew something's going wrong here. He knew that.
Yes. Yes.
But he said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Yes.
And he went forth and said, if the Lord slay me, I still trust you.
Yeah.
Now, brother, that's being in the will of God.
Yeah.
Glory to God. The Lord, I'm going to hang on that cross, but 3 days later, the Father will raise me out of that cross. And because I live, the church can live also.
That's right. Come on.
Yes.
He knew what he was facing.
Yes.
He knew he had the taste of death. Remember I read to you, he was made little lower than the angels.
Yes.
The flesh. But God highly exalted him.
Yes,
above every name. Mm-hmm. Think of that. The devil. Let me just touch his face. He'll curse you to your face.
Yeah.
The Lord said, but you can't have his life.
Hallelujah.
Church, there's a battle in the heavens for your eternal soul.
Come on.
The devil wants everyone to go to hell.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, yeah.
But God wants every soul to repent and accept his son to enter into that kingdom of God. Amen?
That's right.
Next thing you know, the closest one to his life besides God. Why don't you curse God and die? Count it not strange, the fiery darts. What you're going through. There's going to be times that we wonder, Lord, am I in your will? And that's a time it seems like a time of testing. It gets you on your face, your knees, and you begin to say, search me, God. Search me, examine myself. Have I said something wrong? Have I thought the wrong thing? Have I looked at the wrong? I'm telling you, there was great searching of their hearts.
Yes.
And with the great searchings of their heart, they said, let us repent and turn back to God.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
That God will deal with your heart when something's wrong. Do you hear that?
Yes.
Do you hear that? Thanks be to God for his perfect will. To give his perfect will is to give his son Jesus Christ that said, Father, it is finished. The plan of salvation is perfect. The will of God's love is perfect. God Almighty.
Yes.
He said these words. They came to him, Brother Hall, those disciples. They said, Lord, teach us to pray.
That's right. Teach us how to pray.
Yeah. We need to start praying in the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, buddy.
The Bible said, building up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Yeah, come on.
Yes. Do you hear me? Do you hear? I'm talking about the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Here.
Praise God. Praise God.
Jesus said, pray after this man. Our Father,
yes,
who art in heaven.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallowed be thy name.
God.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Yes.
In earth,
yes,
as it is in heaven. Christ was saying, I know it's being done in heaven.
Yes,
but is it being done in me on earth?
Yes. Come on.
Shout with me now.
Amen.
Shout with me now.
Praise God.
Lord, is this what I'm, is this your will, me going through this?
Yeah.
Lord, if you would been here, my brother would not have died.
Right.
He was already there and they didn't know it.
That's right. Amen.
He wasn't even at the funeral service and knew he died.
Yeah, that's right.
Praise God.
Great God of heaven.
Yeah, buddy.
Finally, they said, Lord, he said, I got to go wake him up. He's sleeping.
Yeah.
He said, they said, Lord, he's dead. He stinks by now. He knew when to move.
Yeah.
He knew when to stand still.
Good, yeah.
He up. He knew when to speak.
Yeah.
Oh, glory to God. He said, the reason I've done this, that they might believe that God sent me to this earth to do the will of my God. Somebody, man, ought to have a Holy Ghost church shouting, my Lord. Oh my God. Don't your wife want to please her husband?
Glory to God.
Isn't that right, Sister Hall? Isn't that right, Sister Patterson?
Hallelujah.
And the husband is to please his wife.
Right.
Amen.
And to love his wife as Christ.
Love the church.
I believe all husbands should be up here praying tonight.
Come on.
As Christ loves the church.
Yes.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Well, if you'd only tell me you love me, I'd tell him, I'd tell it back to him. Do you hear something like that?
Right.
Well, if she would tell me she loved me, then I'll reply, I love you too. But until she says it, God is saying, you love me with all your heart.
Yes.
You love me with all your soul, mind, body. And then he went further than that.
Yes, he did.
Then he went further than that. And he said, love your enemies.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord God. Lord, I can love a friend. You know, the Bible said a friend loveth at all times.
Yeah.
But oh, they get out of the will of God, that love ain't there. We're like, come on now.
Because
he said, you can't love me and hate your enemy.
Right.
Oh, glory to God. He said, what you've done unto him, you've done it unto... Well, glory to God. Oh, do you hear me? They persecuted me, they will persecute you.
That's right.
Church.
Praise God.
I've had some say, not like Peter, you'll never wash my feet, Lord. No way.
Right.
He said, if I wash not your feet, you have no part. Start from my head and wash me all the way down.
Yeah, but.
Pastor Hall, we're washed by the watering of the word.
Yes, we are.
That's right.
Sometime we need a little lava soap or something.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Sometime. That heart can get a little callous. So easy. One of the sins that seem like is so settled that we overlook it is a little bitterness or unforgiveness.
Wow. Right.
And then we wonder, Lord,
so
I go to church, I pray,
yeah.
But Lord, why is my prayers being answered? You've got unforgiveness.
Come on.
But what's your perfect will? Go to him. Ask for forgiveness. Forgive them. Yeah, but they've done it more than seven times seven. I want you to do it seven times 70.
Yeah.
Lord, but it was their fault. No excuse.
Hallelujah.
If you have all against a brother, go to him and him alone.
Yeah.
Make it right.
Right.
And before you ever get back to that altar, God is saying, you're in my will.
Yeah.
That's right, man.
Church, don't get out of the will of God.
That's right. That's it.
Because when you step out of the will of God, but you look at Peter, James, John, when you look at those different men of God, and you look at people suffering for his name's sake, I'm going to share this and turn it back to the pastor. It's been about I share this. It's easy to say, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done.
Try.
Words can be said easily. 4 years ago, June the 25th, I watched one of our twin sons, identical twins. I watched him for months just keep going down, down, down. I watched him turn into almost bones. I cried, I wept, and I pleaded. I even had a prophecy given that the darkness would come, but all of a sudden light would come upon him and he would live. I held to that prophecy. I believed in it, but I held to the word of God.
Right.
We cried. I'm not here boasting. I fasted. I prayed. I cried. Amen. And I get ready to go to another country. And the flesh didn't want to go because your son is, you're watching in such horrible pain. Pain, that horrible pain. Let him moan and groan. So horrible. I watched it. I'd go up into the hills and I would scream out and cry. Oh God, why? 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 And you search yourself. If there's something with me, show me if it's anything about me. Why, God? You ever asked why?
Yeah.
You know, it is something that Christ was on the cross. He said, my God, why have you forsaken me?
Yes.
I mean, his why, I've done everything you wanted me to do.
Jesus.
We wept, we cried, we was in hospitals, fighting the enemy. The devil, he's going to die and not live. And on and on, he'll live and declare the works of the... I'm praying, I'm crying. And I knew I was supposed to go on a missions trip. That's his son. He said, Dad, go on, go on, go on. You know how hard it was? In my heart, Pastor, I want him to live and declare the works of the Lord.
Yes.
And I knew it would be a miracle. And I believe in miracles.
Right.
It was easy. Healing, delivering,
right.
Using. But it came to a place in my life. I said, Lord, I know your will, your ways are perfect. And it was so hard, Brother Hall, for me to say, Lord God, if it's your will to take him, take him. But nevertheless, Lord God, I want him to live, but your will be done.
Yes.
It's easy said.
Yes.
It's easy to say.
Try.
But when it hits home, if I had $1 million, I would have given it.
Yes.
To let him live another month.
Yes, yes.
You know why? Yes. Because he is my flesh and blood, my son, that I love dearly. How much more does the Father love the Son?
Yes.
Yes.
He tasted death for every one of us.
Yes. Try.
I said, Lord, if it's your will. Well, I didn't shout it now. I didn't shout it. If it's your will, the Lord, to take him, your will be. You know how that, you don't know how hard that is. How hard it is when you love somebody. Part of it is sometimes, Lord, let me take his place. 2,000 years ago. Oh, death, where is thy stand?
Yes.
Oh, grave, where is thy victory? Thanks be to God. Triumphed over death, hell, and the grave. And because he lives, we can live also.
That's right. Amen.
Yeah.
God will bring you to your Gethsemane.
Praise God.
God will bring you to your Gethsemane.
Amen.
How do you know that? Ask the Christ. Ask the Christ.
Try.
Brother Hall, would you come?
Yes. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus.
To God be the glory.